I made it. Oh, God. I made it. I think I made it. I'm thinking. I think I made it. I'm not sure. Where? Perhaps when? I'm talking, though. I think I'm talking, right? I think I made it.
The Sci-Fi Channel proudly presents Tripping Astral, an illustrated radio adventure where you, dear listener, are required to donate a piece of your mind. Welcome to the Theater of the Imagination.
Science log, January 27, 2183. Minutes away now from our first interplanetary attempt. One last local test. Poor parrots. All told, 93 animal fatalities, 48 dead mice, 27 dead goldfish, 18 dead birds. God, you'd think we were running a slaughterhouse. But you three have made it, though, huh? Been beamed across the room a couple hundred times? Just once more, I promise. Then it's off to Mars with you. Retirement, nothing but rest and relaxation. Okay. Final test, okay, Mark?
Check, check, check. You?
Well, we're about to see. Beam me up. Beam me up. Beam me up.
Beam me up. Beam me up. Beam me up.
Check. You ready to feed these girls?
Send them over.
Best be good to them, or they'll be hell to pay.
Got it.
Here goes.
Well, where are they? Come on.
Patience, patience.
No go.
Patience. All right. Hot damn, we did it.
Hang on, something's wrong.
We did it. I can't believe it. Holy
Jack, Jack. They look fine. They look great. They're in one piece, but...
What?
I'm not sure. Something. Their heart rates...
What?
I don't get it.
What's going on? Talk to me.
They're just dying. Their heart rates are dropping. They're dead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Caroline. Happy birthday to you.
Go on. Blow out your candle, sweetheart. Wait. Did you make a wish? You gotta make a wish.
She did. Caroline, tell Daddy what you wished for.
It won't come true.
She wished you'd beam home.
Mom, stop.
This weekend, because we're going to see the Dodgers home opener.
Mom, now he won't come. Daddy, please come. Please, please.
Sweetheart, I want to. I do. I miss you heaps. That's not right. You know I wanted to be there to take her to her first game.
Well, c'est la vie.
Daddy, please.
I can't, love.
See, Mom? See? You made him not come. See?
Caroline.
I hate you. I hate
Caroline.
You.
Caroline.
Are we happy now?
Not at all.
C'est la guerre.
What's that?
What's what?
Behind you.
Oh, Christ.
Jack, you there? Come in.
I'm right here. Mark, what...
Daddy, what's wrong?
I don't know, sweetheart. Hold on.
Come in, Jack. Do you read me? Jack.
Ann, I gotta go. Sweet dreams, Caroline.
Jack, wait a sec.
I'm right here. Mark, it's a bad connection. What the...
I'm not getting a damn thing on the video.
Can you hear me? What the hell is going on
All
there?
My feeds are down. Phones, too. I don't know, except just before they went out, I picked up... I heard something on the surface, like two thunderclaps, but... kind of like explosions. Two bursts, then that was it. Nothing. Everything's dead. Except this. I don't get it.
What do you mean explosions? Where?
Like bombs. The ground shook. God. No!
What? Mark, who is it? Mark! Mark, come in!
Jesus, God.
Someone or something entered that room.
What are you saying? There are aliens on Mars?
I'm not sure, but I heard something.
It could have been...
What? What? What could it have been? There's no other explanation short of Jack's losing his marbles. He's going cuckoo on us. Is that what you think?
Of course not. It's just that perhaps...
I heard the sound.
I believe you.
It wasn't made by a human being. It wasn't made by a machine.
But Jack, the connection was weak. There was a ton of static. You said so yourself.
That sound? It killed him.
You don't know that.
You didn't hear it.
Jack.
You didn't hear him scream. I don't know how to begin this. I guess I'll fumble along. I mean, as we hurtle across space to Mars, God knows what awaits us. Delete passage. Anne, I love you, but God, it seems like it's been forever. I mean, I'm afraid I'm forgetting you. I mean, I can't. I'm forgetting what it means and it feels like to hold you, kiss you, smell you. I mean, I remember what it looks like. I mean, I can see it. And you, what you look like. I mean, I have your picture here. I mean, that's it, though. Two-dimensional snapshots. No other senses. I'm a little scared. Delete passage. Anne, I miss you like hell. I've crumpled your picture trying to get at you. Into you. Please forgive me. I've had to come. I can't describe. I don't want to describe what I heard. That sound, but that's why I'm here. There are 28 trigger-happy military freaks on board. A doctor, a military doctor, and me. The deranged token scientist. Just because I heard them, it, whatever it was. I have to know what happened, Anne. I have to find Mark.
Come in. This is the U.S. Talon. Identify yourself.
There's no response, Captain. Their engines are cold.
Adrift?
Captain, that ship's about 5 months from Mars.
Hmm. Just about the time we lost contact. Bring us in. All dead.
Oh, their eyes gone.
Jesus. Torn, get a hold of yourself.
Their flesh has been ripped away like it was blown off by wind or... Captain, look at this. A couple of them, their chests have caved in. Or were bashed in.
Some of them look like they were blocking their ears.
Or trying to. Looks like they've been dead 4 to 5 months.
Smells like it, too. How'd she get this far?
Autopilot, but it's not functioning now. Looks like it sustained some fire damage, perhaps closer to Mars, and slowly died.
I want to know what killed them.
Most of them, their hearts just stopped.
Scared to death. But something scared them. Torn?
What?
What, sir? Do you have an opinion, Torn?
It looks like whatever killed Mark Gatz killed these men.
That's it. That's the extent of your expert analysis.
It looks like we need earplugs. Sir.
Hilarious. But if that sound, or whatever it is you think you heard, is as loud as all this, no amount of cotton will help.
Captain, I think I found something.
This is Jonathan Glass, Captain of the U.S. Trojan. We've been attacked. Mars has fallen. It's occupied. Forget Mars. And we escaped, but they're all around us. Been attacked by... I'm not sure what. I haven't seen them. Alien seems like too kind a word. We're not going to make it. A third of the crew is dead. If someone hears this, turn back. Forget Mars. Forget Mars.
I haven't been to Mars. I'm struck by the colors. They're more vivid than I'd ever imagined, but then, compared to the moon, an old faded Polaroid would seem vivid. I'm trembling. We're about to quite possibly meet something. I'm excited and terrified and anxious and unbelievably hungry. My shipmates just are. Like automatons. To them, it's connect the dots. No emotions.
Hard left. Brace yourself.
It came out of nowhere.
I'll stop.
They can transport! Oh, God.
Let's see him transport away from this. Fire!
No!
Huh? Now that's first contact.
Oh, we did it!
Get us out of here! There'll be more of them!
Settle down. They're smaller and overmatched. We got time.
Incoming, starboard side. No, port. No, behind us! They're everywhere!
Full speed, evasive maneuvers.
We're surrounded!
Fire at will, goddammit! Fire! Fire! Fire!
Can't take much more of this.
Take her down 70 degrees. Break left.
But that'll take us and
do it.
What? Do what? What's going on?
Impact!
signs, huh? Well, personal log, November 6, 2183. I've stuffed and shoved cotton down my ears to my brain. I mean, so deep I can't hear nothing except my heart beating, pulsing in my temples. Half the crew is dead. The captain's face is plastered to the view screen, but half the crew is gone. Must have thought I was dead. It's been, God, 7, 8 hours since we hit. I'm bleeding. I don't think it's important or critical or what's the word, or severe. I don't think it's severe. It's just a scratch. I have a headache. Okay, what do I need? Weapon. Got one. Check, sir! Supplies. Got a pack of supplies. First aid kit. Check, sir! Water. Check, sir! I'm okay. I'm stepping out now. One. Two. It's been 9 months since I walked on solid ground. No other footprints, huh? That's odd. I'm leaving them. And there's no wind. If some of the crew left, where'd they go? Oh God, what are these? Tracks? Vehicle tracks? Something with three what? Wheels? Or skis? I can't tell. Hang on. Okay, nothing leading from the ship except these tracks means they... The aliens, they were here, on board. Means part of the crew was captured, taken. Might be alive. So it was... They... They must have thought I was dead. Weapon on. Check, sir. I'm stumbling along the banks of an ancient and wide ravine, imagining a once raging river teeming with alien life that could have swept me up and along, buried me, or taken me quicker and closer to where, what. But I'm quite grateful for the dry sand and dead land and natural protection and cover these walls provide. And though what's left in my gut tells me to turn and run, sprint in the opposite direction, though I'm hoping upon hope that I don't see them, I continue to follow these tracks, one stupid foot in front of the other, insanely clutching this weapon, praying I do see them. Winding slowly closer to Ebril, the sole Martian colony, founded 59 years ago, population 3,712, living or dead. It lies up ahead and to my right, still a few miles off. I stop. I want to take a closer look. I think I have binoculars. Check. Oh, God. It's nothing like the pictures and models I've seen. What was once a bold and impressive and proud frontier town, God, it lies in ruins. Piles of rubble and what the hell, buildings? I think they're buildings. I don't recognize them. Bizarre structures, half-built spires and spirals stretching up, clutching up at the sky, massive, dwarfing all else. But I don't see the aliens. What are they building? Power plants? Processing plants? Weapons? I have to get closer. I have to get to the lab. I have to contact Earth. Within the city limits. There are no signs of life, human or alien, and no bodies either. There's nothing. The devastation is total. I mean, I can't imagine a soul survived. Unless, of course, in some of the underground facilities, like the lab, like Mark. But only if they went undetected. I haven't been close to one of the spire-like structures, like demented churches. Perhaps the aliens are inside. No need for them to patrol. It's eerie. I mean, it feels like a ghost town. I'm in the research center. Still no signs. I'm making my way down towards the lab. What a sight for sore and sorry eyes.
Are you okay?
No, yes, I am for now.
Is Mark there? Did you find him?
No. There are aliens here. They've killed everyone on Mars. They've destroyed Ebril.
Jesus, have you seen them?
No, but I've heard them, remember? And I've seen their fighters in some attack vehicle or something, and their buildings. They're building an infrastructure here, Anne. They must be planning an invasion of Earth.
Are you serious? How do you know?
I don't know. Listen to me. I'm in the lab. There are sensors or some alien devices, God knows, all over the room. If they're sensors, I've triggered them, and I don't have much time.
Jack, you're not thinking of... Jesus, Jack, no!
It's my only chance. I'm setting up the coordinates to beam me back to the moon. From there, I'll take the first shuttle home.
No, Jack, please don't.
I'll be eating breakfast with you and Caroline tomorrow morning.
You don't know that. You don't know.
No, I don't. I just have to believe it. And I'm coming home.
I love you.
Me too. Oh, no.
Jack, what is it? Jack! Jack! Jack!
No! I made it. Oh, God. I made it. I think I made it. I'm thinking. I think I made it. I'm not sure. Where? Perhaps when? I'm talking though. I think I'm talking, right? I think I made it.